I am the vampire Lestat. I am immortal. More or less. The light of the sun, the sustained heat of an intense fire. These things might destroy me, but then again, they might not. I'm 6 feet tall, which was fairly impressive in the 1780s when I was a young mortal man. It's not bad now. I have thick blonde hair, not quite shoulder length, and rather curly, which appears white in the fluorescent light. My eyes are gray, but they absorb the colors blue or violet easily from the surfaces around them. And I have a fairly short, narrow nose, and a mouth that is well-shaped, but a little too big for my face. It can look very mean or extremely generous, my mouth. It always looks sensual. But emotions and attitudes are always reflected in my entire expression. I have a continuously animated face. My vampire nature reveals itself in extremely white and highly reflective skin that has to be powdered down for cameras of any kind. And if I'm starved for blood, I look like a perfect horror skin, shrunken, veins like ropes over the contours of my bones. But I don't let that happen now. And the only consistent indication that I am not human is my fingernails. It's the same with all vampires. Our fingernails look like glass. And some people notice that when they don't notice anything else. Right now, I'm what America calls a rock superstar. My first album has sold 4 million copies. I'm going to San Francisco for my first spot on a nationwide concert tour that will take my band from coast to coast. MTV, another rock music channel, has been playing my video clips night and day for 2 weeks. They're also being shown in England on Top of the Pops, and on the continent, probably in some parts of Asia, Japan. Video cassettes of the whole series of clips are selling worldwide. I am also the author of an autobiography which was published last week.